Eloheinu, Melech Haolam, Shehakol Nehyeh Bevaro. Today was a busy day. Last night I heard about five different patiras. Had a few levayas today. I just came back from New Jersey. I made it back with enough time to stop and pick up a sefer from the house. And I was thinking, what sefer can I use for Vort tonight? I just had the schus of being in the Breuer's section in King Solomon Cemetery in Clifton, New Jersey. And I got there early. And once I got there early, so who was right there in the front row of the Breuer section? Rabbi Yosef Breuer and his wife. And a few spots away, you have Rav Shimon Schwab and his wife. As I'm driving back, I called my Eish HaSchayil just to check in. I said, Aviva, I don't know, this is going to be very tight with Mincha. The way traffic is looking, Waze constantly rerouting me. Accident on the belt, accident on the GW. I don't know what's going to be. She says, maybe I can help you. I said, yes, I need a Geshmak HaSeva. What should I say Yavart from? She says, well, you were just by Rav Shimon Schwab's kever, so why don't you say something about from Rav Shimon Schwab? So, let me share with you something from Rav Shimon Schwab, but we can't just have Rav Shimon Schwab. We got to spice it up a little bit. So I like to spice up this Rav Shimon Schwab with Akasha. Akasha, the Sisa Echam and all the Mepharshim deal with. Let's go to a Pasuk in this past week's Parsha Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Tesvav. Vayikach Hashem Elokim es Adam. Hashem took Adam. Vayanecheu began Eden liyavdu l'shomer. And he placed him, again, the Pshat HaMiluli, the literal translation, he plays to Adam and to Gan Eden, the garden of paradise, to serve it and to guard it, to safeguard it. Obvious question is, that's Perek Beis Pasuk Tesvav. Rewinding just a few psukim previous, Pasuk Ches in the same Perek, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden Mikedem, Hashem planted a Gan and Eden, again without getting into Gan Eden exactly how to define them. Avayosim Shomas Adam Asher Yatzar. Hashem placed Adam that he created, that he fashioned, into Gan Eden. And then we flip a few psukim later. Hashem placed him into Gan Eden, the Yavdu L'Shomra. What's going on here? So perhaps using Rav Shimon Schwab, we can answer the kasha. Rav Shimon Schwab in Perek Beis Pasuk Tesvav, he takes us to Rashi. Rashi is bothered. What an interesting terminology. Vayikach Hashem Elokim es Adam. He took him. As the Mefarshei Rashi point out, vayikach. You don't take a human being, you take an animal. Hayemoshech an animal. What's vayikach? Ela what? We found this in a few places. Vayikach Korach. Hazant Rashi over here. Based on the Medrash and Brachos Rabbah. Halocho b'devarim noim upiteyu likanes. He grabbed hold of him, what? Speaking to the neshama. And he told him sweet things and he seduced him, convinced him to come in. This is interesting. Again, I'm just going to leave you off with a kasha. But we know Vayikach Korach. Rashi tells us in Parshas Korach. What's Vayikach Korach? Rashi quotes the Medrash Tanchum and Osal from the beginning of Korach. What type of lotion is this? Vayikach, ein vayikach ala mashichas devorim. You're taking physical entities. So what's moshach here? Moshach ko gedoli yisovas energios achrov. How did he take them? Lochom bidevorim. He seduced them, convinced them. And Rashi says, based on the Medrash as well, we find it by kachas aron v'yazbonov. We find it by the Novi. Kichui mochim devorim v'shuvu v'chulei. And why don't we bring from the first place in Chumash, vayikach? And Rashi, we have a Medrash. Stam, an interesting aura, perhaps. And why did the Medrash Rashi, why take us to other places, especially in Nach, take us to the first place in Chumash it appears? What, he didn't take it physically? Something to think about. Akoponim Hashem has to do what? He has to convince Adam, who's outside of Gan Eden, he has to talk him into it, he has to persuade him, he has to seduce him, come and some. Frank, there's Shimon Schwab and Mayan Beishra, the obvious Kasha, the Garden of Paradise. And you have to seduce someone to come to the Garden of Paradise, right? We know the famous story of the old couple that finally, well into their 90s, they took such good care of their health, well into their 90s, they finally make it up to Gan Eden above. And the husband gets to Gan Eden and he looks around. And he sees mamish delicacies, delights, unbelievable. He sees the best of the best. And he says, this is unbelievable. He turns to his wife and he says, why'd you feed me so well all these years? All the fiber and all the gluten-free. If you didn't feed me so well, we would have been up here a long time ago. At the end of the day, who wouldn't want to be in the garden of paradise? You got to seduce it. Even my kairach, moshchem bedvarim, we don't even find that additional word, abedvarim noyim. He has to use beautiful words, piteyu. We don't find that by any of the other instances. The other was locham, he was my shechlem. By convincing them, kilo a demagogue, delivering a cogent, compelling message, and by the Avish words, dvarim noyim, coupled with a pitua, it's a seducing. He has to seduce and lure. Who wouldn't want to be in Gan Eden? And what's going on over here? And we need a beer. And again, unless someone's watching the football game on Sunday night, you know, that's it. Once they're in front of football, and they're in the football, that's nothing else interesting. When I was by the prison in Otisville visiting someone on Monday, I asked one of the people there, I said, oh, I figured I'd pick Monday, because Mistama Sunday, Columbus Day weekend also, Mistama Sunday is always the most packed day. It was probably full. They said, yeah, Rabbi, it's always full, except in football season. And football season, when it comes to the non-Jews, and they're sitting in front of the NFL game, that's more important than visiting their relatives in prison. If they're in front of the football screen, that's it. Nothing's but Gan Eden. Yeah. And when the game is over, halftime, Efshar, then I'll take a look at how once the game is gone. So Baruch Hashem, everyone, no one's interested in the game. Everyone is Simon Chamar. What do you have to convince someone to go into Gan Eden? Hayesh Shlomo writes to Shimon Shua. And we know from the Medrash Rabbah, the Rama brings it as well. And where was Adam fashioned from? He was Nivrame Ofer Hara Moria Mimokom Hamizbeach Shteitin Chazal. I wasn't Stavazoy in the middle of Florida. And where did Hashem get the dirt to create Adam Arishin? And by the Mokum HaMizbeach in Eretz Yisrael, by Ha Maria, by the Mokum HaMikdash. That's where the offer came. And that's the Mokum of Kapora. And Melon continues with Shwab. And we talking to Lohaya Adam Arishin wrote to Lavazov as Eretz Yisrael. Shahaisi B'madrigam O'Nala B'kadushu Yishonah Shekona M'chayt. I remember this is Eretz Yisrael before the Chayt. Who wants to leave Eretz Yisrael? He is in Utopia. Yadav Yadshim Yisham Nivra V'sham Mokim Tikuno. I can't make a mistake. This is where I was made. And if I ever do make any slight mistake whatsoever, I'm in the Mokim Kapara. I'm in the Mokim HaMikdash. I'm buying the Mizbeach. And this is my home. This is my Shoresh. And this is Taka the Mokim Kapara. Why would anyone want to leave? Atchalokha. And why is Nation Zay? Most of Holy Cholesterol Kodeshwok is you have an avoda. He got a job to do in the world. But don't worry. Ultimately, when he kicked him out of Gan Eden, Chazar Adam El Adama Shalukach Misham, a perish. Don't worry, Adam. Now that you sinned and there's a Gezer of Misa Lecha, and when you die, where are you going to be buried? I'm going to bring you back to Eretz Yisrael. Don't worry. One day I'm going to get you back there. Not the way you want it. Now that you sinned, I'm going to bring you back there. After you sin, you will go back, but you'll go to Maros Machpelah. Amela is up to Shah, beautiful. What's Pshat in Rashi, the Medrash? Alocha b'dvarim namu b'teil likanes. He was fashioned Eretz Yisrael from the Ofer HaMizbeach, Mokom Tikuno, Mokom Kaparoso. Who wants to leave? He's in Utopia. Amela doesn't want to leave. Say, Elohat Hashem is to convince him. So how did Hashem convince him? V'yenechei v'gan Eden li'ovdu l'shomra. He convinced him. And by telling him, you got a job to do. You got a job to do. I said, how did he convince him? Shram says, oh, you can get to even higher madrigas. What's the pshat? And because you got to work, you can't just enjoy a utopian state gratis. You got to work for something. Go down enemy gears, kapo, yusumi shemayim, brochus tab chesim and olive. And you got to schwitz a little bit, the fum tzara agro. And writes with Yitzhak Voloshin, not in his per kodesh, but he has a safer per kevus called Mili Davis. And writes with Yitzhak Voloshin, beautiful dick. Vayenechei began Eden, he placed Adam into Gan Eden, la avda ula shamra, la shenekeva. To serve it and to God. Gan Eden is Zachar or Nekeva. Gan Eden, whether it's the Gan, the Eden, or the adjoint Gan Eden, it's Lashon Zachar. And the appropriate terminology asks Rav Yitzhak Voloshin, Mile Davis and Perkei Avos, Asher ought to have been by Yenechem Gan Eden, Ali Avdo Ulashamro. And what's Li Avdo Ulashamro? Explains Rav Yitzhak Voloshin, he's talking to Avi Gov. And he's saying to the Guf, Guf, why do you want to leave Eretz Yisrael, right? So you have to Moloshe. And because you got to serve the Neshama, there's a job to do. And you have to work with the Neshama. You have to work in unison, the synthesis of the Guf interacting with the Neshama. And the Neshama needs the Guf in order to do its job. And you got to work. You got to schwitz a life. If I just want the Neshama, I would have left it in the Olam HaNeshama, and Ganein and Shamayla. And why did I send it down this world? To join forces with the Guf and together to serve me. All right? So it's a lotion. Hashem is telling the Guf, the Avda, and you got to serve the Neshama of the Shamron. You got to safeguard the Neshama. You guys got to work together. That's a Yitzhak lotion, beautiful deal. And now let's put it all together. Perhaps this is the storyline. Again, I didn't see anyone who says it's a novel pshat that came to me about 1 minute before Mincha. Some maybe Efshur, Derech Efshur. But it's a Kashav. Ha'ita Hashem Elkim Gamereinu Mekan Vayasim Hashem Asadim Hashayatzim. Hashem placed Adam Rishon into Gan Eden. And then we have a few psukim later. Hashem has to convince him to go into Gan Eden. He already was in Gan Eden. Mm-hmm. What's going on over here? Efshar what? Avado, like Chazal say, Hashem fashioned all the Marishan from the Arfon and the Mizbech in Eretz Yisrael. And then Hashem joins forces. You have a job to do, Liavdo Lashomra. Avayasim and Saladim into Gan Eden. And he places him to Gan Eden. He puts him to Gan Eden. He doesn't tell him yet what his job is. We don't know anything. And what do you tell him? Ayasim Shemasadim Ashayotzar. And nothing about the Avdol Lashomra. Amela Hashem Epsher places Adam Rishon right now to Gan Eden. Adam Rishon says, what do I want to be here for? Let me leave Gan Eden. What do I need Gan Eden for? I got Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is also Bechina Gan Eden Shomata. Eretz Yisrael is Mokum Tekanosi. Mokum Kaparosi. If I ever mess up, I'm in big trouble. But if I mess up in Eretz Yisrael, I'm by the Mokum Kapara. Efshar Adam Rishon left Gan Eden, he went to Eretz Yisrael. Hamela Vayikach, Hashem says, you're coming back with me. Hashem never told him what his job is. Vayikach Es Adam, that same Adam that he placed already in Gan Eden. And now he left. Why would he leave? Like with Shimon Schwab, I'm going back to Eretz Yisrael. That way, if I ever mess up, and no one's going to touch me. Hashem says, no, I got it. That's why it's not Vayichim Ba'almo. It's Devarim Noim. It's Piteo. Look at this emphatic tone. He's got to seduce it. Why Hashem knows? He's got a good argument over there. Who wants Gan Eden? You got Eretz Yisrael. You got the Mokum Mizbeach. Hashem says, I got to tell him Dvar Noim. I got to seduce him. He went back. Adam, come back with me. Why? And now I got to tell him because there's a job to do. Without knowing there's a job to do, Avayos and Hashem placed him there. You're looking around. Well, I came from home. Who doesn't want to go home? Yeah. You made it. If you don't have a job to do, let me go home. That's it. Let me go to my shoresh. As he left, Avishur says, now I'm going to tell you what. Avayikach, he has to speak to him again with the Loshen Pito in Dvar Noim. And then he places him into Gan Eden. And this time he tells him, like Rav Yitzchak Loshen, I'm going to tell you, Pshat and all of the Marishan. And you're right, I took your goof, your offering and Adama from Eretz Yisrael HaKapara. But the job is to work in unison with the Neshama. You got to be in a place where you got to work. You can't just enjoy Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. You got to work and you got to build Kedusha. Avayinichem, now there's a job to do. The Avdol Neshama, we got a job to do. Let's keep the Asukis, our miniature Eretz Yisrael alive, where we combine the Ruchni and the Gashmi. And as we leave Eretz Yisrael and that Bechin of Eretz Yisrael and Asukis, let's continue with the job we got to do. The Avdol Neshama, let's take it in and let's understand this is the Tafkid of Chiyus. Life doesn't come easy. You got to work. You got to Shvitz, the Funtzah and Agra. Shvizachet to see out the Shema. Have an awesome night. Kamesh.
The white was like
Kaddish. Amen.